Episode 908, The Miracle of the Moment.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week is going well. Did you survive the 4th of July? Did you survive the entire celebration? Well, I'm taking a deep breath because today is Inspiration Day, and it's all about you, the miracle of the moment. We need to kind of take the faith like fireworks and bring it into our reality, where we're going. So that's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution to live, love, and impact. Well, we've got lots going on. And if you haven't taken time to sign up for the newsletter, I would encourage you to do that. It is being revamped. It's going to be awesome. Well, I pray it's going to be awesome. I'm sure I'm going to have lots of mistakes in there, but you want to sign up. Also, remember, we now have a Create Your Now TV, and the videos are coming together. Yes, so right now what's happening is the episodes are being uploaded automatically to the YouTube channel. That link is in the show notes also. Just click on Create Your Now TV, and it'll take you right to our TV channel. It's so exciting, and it's also overwhelming all at the same time. But that brings me to the miracle of the moment. When we get too busy, we overlook the miracle of the moment, the moments of opportunity, the moments of chance, the moments of wonderment, and the moments of hope. We lose sight of the gifts granted every day. Instead, the focus is on the mishaps, the what-ifs, and the if-onlys. What is guiding your life today? Are you living in a bubble? Trying to control everybody's step, your kids, your hubbies, your dogs even? Is that the bubble? Is that what is really guiding your life? You're like, if I could just keep us protected here, then maybe I won't have to worry about everything else that's happening in the world. We won't be touched. What's guiding your life? What is guarding your heart? Whoa. Those questions are both two very deep questions. And if we begin to peel back and allow ourselves to really soak it in and think about it, force ourselves to go deeper, not just stay surface level. Oh, it's fun just kind of what, you know, I call floating it on the water, right? We kind of just skim it. Do you ever take up a rock, pick it up, and you look for the flattest rock ever, and you could just kind of skim it, and it would hop? That's kind of what we do. When we get so busy, we're just kind of hopping one thing to the next. But there's no greater depth to our life because it's just like, well, we're just kind of floating through. What is, what is. What comes. I'll deal it, you know, with it when it gets here. But we're missing the miracle of the moment. So what's guarding your heart? Are you really letting other people take control of your heart? Remember, because it is a choice. Or are you staying very mindful of, gosh, this is where God is leading me. This is where he's working on. Yeah, I don't like it, but this is where I need to be. You see, if you choose to focus on everyone else's perspective, you're missing the miracle of the moment. And I'm telling you, it's easy to do. I was out walking today. I did my 5+ miles today. It wasn't much over 5 miles. I'm not going to give myself like 6 mile credit when I only did 5+ a little bit. But it was great, and I really did not want to go out. It was hot today. The humidity was higher here, and up north when the humidity is getting hotter, you're like, oh, really? You just don't feel like you can breathe. You know, you feel kind of suffocated. So I drug myself out the door, and I just told myself, you know what, Christiane, you said you were going to start walking again. You need to start working on those muscles that, well, kind of have failed, and they failed you. And you feel like a failure. And I do. That's going to be upcoming in some episodes. But I was getting down on myself. And I was like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to go out there. And I reminded myself, you know what? It's the first step that's the hardest. Everything thereafter becomes easier. It's simple. Just take the first step. Because you know what? The next one follows. And the next one follows. And the next one follows. The miracle of the moment was when I was walking, and by the time I hit mile number two, I ran into a good girlfriend of mine. And she knows we're moving, and now not only is our house up for sale, but there are about five or six other houses now in the neighborhood for sale. Lives are just changing. People are coming and going. There's new opportunities. I don't know where all those families are being led to, but what I do know is what's happening in my household. And she, you know, just kindly just chatted with me for a little bit. I wasn't in search for someone to lean on at that moment, but you know what? God put her there just for me. The miracle of the moment. And you see, I would have missed that moment had I not gone walking, which I didn't want to do. I wanted no part of it. I wanted to run away. I was going to do the dishes and the laundry, both of which I prefer not to do. That's why I have children, lots of them, and they can do those instead. And I wanted to put off everything but walk. I didn't want to do it. I would do anything but that. Yet the miracle of the moment was when I said, okay, Lord, you're right. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Get back out there, girl. Get back at it. And little did I know that he would put a little spark in my walk, running into my girlfriend. And you know, it was a simple thing, she said. She said, you know what? No matter what happens, Christiane, you know what to do. You've got this all figured out. You're a planner. You know, no matter what happens, when your house sells, when you actually move, when everything is supposed to happen, she goes, you're going to have the answer. You're going to have the solution. And I just said, Lord, I pray that that's the case. But that little conversation there, in the midst of me walking when I really didn't want to, was that what? The moment of hope that God blessed me with. He opened up the door of the miracle of the moment. I just made sure I was there at the right time, not knowing that that was going to happen. It was a gift. You see, it's easy to focus on those mishaps. Why? Because we gravitate toward the negative. The positive takes work. And sometimes we're just too busy to see the miracle of the moment. You got to stop worrying about everybody else's perspective and everybody else's life. That doesn't mean you don't have to care about them and love them where they're at. I am not saying that at all. But God is calling you to walk. And he has created you a journey. Sometimes you're not going to agree with it. There are times that him and I have some really big heart-to-hearts. And I say, Lord, why me? And he says, why not you? I've equipped you. Don't second guess me. I'm like, whoa, got it. Maybe I can second guess myself, but I am not to second guess God. The miracle of the moment. You see, you never know where one step will take you. So let me go back. What is guiding your life? Is it those mishaps? Is it the what ifs and the if onlys? Are you staying in the, I'm kind of comfortable here, so I'm just going to stay here because I sort of know what's going to happen every single day. It's not going to throw me off. I kind of feel balanced. Yet, you know, deep down, something's missing. What's guarding your heart? Is it everybody else's expectations? Everybody else's goals? They know that you need to be volunteering for this community activity and you need to be doing this in the church. And you're sitting here going, I didn't say yes to any of it, but somehow I did. How do you want your life to be? You see, when you open yourself up to God, he gifts you the moments of opportunity, the moments of chance, the moments of wonderment, and the moments of hope. It's all the miracle of his moments. Yet, you know what's so cool? Is we most of the time, we don't see him coming. But we got to do our part. We can't lose sight that God is one and two and three steps ahead of us. That should excite you even more. So yeah, maybe you don't want to go out and walk those 5 miles, but you know what? You don't know what moment will be around the corner. God's got great plans for you. He's created in you a passion. He has gifted you with talents that no one else has. It's time that you start taking that one step. Don't worry about the mishaps. They're going to come. And you know what? Giggle about them. Learn from them. Because it's only going to bring you closer to God's success in your life. Those what ifs, you're going to know what really works and what doesn't. You won't have to worry about what ifs. And the if onlys, they'll be erased. Because you'll be present in the moment. It's the miracle of the moment that counts. Go out and find those today. Put away those excuses and go out. Be present, be incredible, and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.